Here's the long throw. And the Waratahs now up towards the 22, looking to hit back, and now it goes to Michael Hooper. He had a man on the outside, he doesn't need him, and Hooper puts it down. Timely try for the New South Wales Waratahs.
Oh, what a play off Foley. Decoy runner, and then Hooper pulls up the pass. It had been let go and just floated up magnificently.
There were sort of two decoy runners, then the Michael Hooper bursting through the centre off a well-timed Bernard Foley pass. And, of course, we play heroes and villains on this Monday morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. And he was a bit of a hero. He was a bit of a villain. But lucky he was a hero at the end. Bernard Foley joins us. G'day, mate.
Morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Yeah, nice to be talking to you, mate, after a win.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's good you stuck with us last week. So, you know, it was really good to get the result. It was a tough local derby and one that, you know, had a significant amount of importance. So for us to go up there and get the win was really satisfying.
I like the fact you finished it, Bernard. You were 6 points behind with 17 minutes to go and you found a way. I think that's probably very pleasing for you guys as well.
Yeah, it's definitely something we've addressed over the last couple of weeks, especially in those tight games that we've lost and games we probably shouldn't have lost, was how we managed that and how we sort of got ourselves out of the struggle or the grind of those tight clashes. And I thought with Michael's leadership on Saturday night that we were able to manage the game really well and, you know, find that way to win. And that's probably what we've been lacking this season, but hopefully we can take a lot of momentum, a lot of confidence out of that win.
There's no denying, Bernard, the penalty count helped. 16 penalties, the New South Wales Waratahs, compared to 5 from the Queensland Reds. What's the tale of the tape there?
Oh, you know, I actually haven't reviewed the game completely yet, but I think it was sort of the amount of territory and possession that we had probably allowed the or made them probably infringe more. So we were able to camp for significant times in their half, and that was probably off the back of penalty after penalty. So I haven't seen the penalty count or the infringes, but on the night, you know, I thought we were playing a really good style of footy and one that was going to always compete in that type of game.
Well, the honesty session seems to work. We're reading this morning you had the sports psychologist in there too, mate, just to try and simplify things. Was that sort of the message?
Yeah, it was. And it was sort of, you know, in big moments or in moments of under pressure, you know, not to change our strategy, not to go away from what's worked for us in the past. So, you know, as a team, we've addressed a number of issues and, you know, hopefully we saw a step forward on Saturday night and hopefully that continue this week, especially playing the Auckland Blues on Saturday at home. You know, it's a massive clash for us and one we're going to have to put a lot of importance to.
Yeah, well, they're coming off a victory over the ACT Brumbies. Mate, what did you think when you threw that pass and Quade Cooper latched onto it?
It was probably a 14-point swing, wasn't it? We made a good inroads and off a good carry, and then the call was to shift it straight to Israel out on the edge there, and you know, give him the ball with time and space, and I think sort of Quade probably did the hit or miss play and went for all or nothing, and you know, paid off for him. So you know, that's probably just being executing the skill at the right time. So It was disappointing to see that sort of not go to hand. And I suppose, you know, we had a weight of territory and possession in that first half. We sort of probably didn't score as many tries as we would have liked in the game. But as you said, we found a way to win, and especially in those scrappy grinds and those local derbies, yeah, you just do what you can to get the win.
You obviously still want that number 10 jersey for the Wallabies. They can find another position for Quade, can't they?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always the ideal position for me, and you know, I want to be playing in that Wallaby jersey. So it's good competition, you know, it's healthy competition, and we want all Australian rugby players putting their hand up to play in that Wallaby jersey. And you know, it's only 4 weeks away from our first test, which is an exciting time, you know. And I think all Australian players want to be playing in those games.
Yeah, and you're happy with your form, mate?
Oh, I think there's always things you can improve and always things you can be better, but you know, for me personally, it's about the team at the moment. We have to keep finding ways to win, keep working out what's working for us and what's not. And, you know, I think that continues on Saturday night. So for us at the Waratahs, you know, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. We just got to keep taking it week by week.
Bernard, the Crusaders, the best team in the comp so far. They're undefeated through 9 rounds, which is quite phenomenal. The Lions from South Africa have only lost the one game. They've had 8 wins and 9 losses. You've had 3 wins. The Brumbies have had 3 wins, and they're just ahead on bonus points. So you've still got that belief that you just got to finish the top of the Aussie Conference?
Exactly right. You know, we've made no excuses or no doubt that the way for us to make it into the finals is to win our conference, you know. And at the moment, the Australian Conference hasn't been doing too well. And, you know, for us now, our goal is solely on that objective of winning the Australian Conference.
Something completely different. I found myself at the Knox Gala Day on the weekend, Bernard, and we stayed around to watch the first play rugby against Riverview, and the atmosphere was fantastic, and this was school rugby. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a great rugby culture and a great rugby community, especially in the school system, and, you know, that's something that rugby has to tap into, and especially in our juniors, and create a pathway for rugby, you know, for those school kids and those enjoying the game, especially at school level where it is so passionate.
It was, yeah, it was a real tribal sort of atmosphere, and there was some bloke getting the chants going and other school kids watching. It was amazing. Thanks, mate. It was great to see you guys win, and we hope you can get on a roll now.
Exactly right. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Bernard Foley there.
They're going to be up against the Auckland Blues at Allianz Stadium. That's Saturday night. So they're going to be setting those big scrums with the Pigs and digging up the turf. And then they're going to be playing the A-League Grand Final there at 5 p.m. on Sunday after the Waratahs and the Auckland Blues on Saturday night at Allianz Stadium.